Jesus, love is very wonderful. Jesus, love is very wonderful. Jesus, love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it.
Hello and welcome to the Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. We hear a lot about relevance nowadays, especially with regard to the Christian faith. People ask, what relevance has the ancient Bible to modern life? Or what relevance has the church when less people attend it? What relevance for theology when people are just not interested in that sort of stuff? What relevance in the invisible, silent God himself? In fact, people don't just ask these questions, they boldly pronounce that they're not relevant in their own personal lives, and as far as they're concerned, not relevant in anybody else's life either. This is quite a challenge to Christians and the Christian faith. So as a Christian, let me try to prove to you how relevant God is, and his Bible, his church, and the study of him which is called theology, and all by means of some great music. Well, we at 3TFM like to entertain as well as educate. The key point I'd like to make is that proving relevance is not about listing a lot of clever arguments and logical reasons as to why God, the Bible, the church and theology are very important. No, relevance is about supplying whatever you feel is lacking and needed and missing in your life. When you look for relevance, what are you looking for? Psychologists point out to us that there are certain basic psychological needs which we all have, such as a need for identity, belonging, meaning, purpose, direction, acceptance, to be loved and to be able to love, a need to be trusted, to be needed, to be wanted. So if God, the Bible, the church and theology can meet these basic needs, then we can deem them to be relevant to us. Fair enough? Well, let's give it a go right now. Here's the Young Ambassadors singing about identity, that I am a child of God. You can't get a better identity than that.
Rushes by when
I live my life in the knowledge that I am a child of God. It's quite a psychological need to have identity. But if you can say that, what a comfort. Another basic psychological need is to belong. We all need to belong to something. Here's Tom Ingalls.
As you look around you, you will see people from different nations and different cultures and backgrounds. And yet we've all come together for one purpose, and that is to worship. And as we worship together, our differences seem to disappear, and we really do become one body in Christ.
Another basic human need is to have meaning to life. What's it all about? Well, Cliff Richard thinks it's all about love.
Like a dream, my life has gone past me, taken so soon, but love burns so true. Love never that shines like the stars in the sky, and I sing, but so few can hear me. Words from the heart to set your souls free. Time has no distance. Something beyond us, there is a light, believe me. Time turns into dust, cry if you must, but love is the answer, bringing two worlds together. Who can see the secrets that bind us back to the earth till love rings so true? Eyes of compassion and tears of a deepening heart, I have seen the pain of a cruel world out a hand for suffering to ease, bringing some comfort to the tears. No, everything goes, everyone knows there's something beyond us. There is a dust, cry if you must, but love is
are listening to the Holy Half Hour as we're exploring what relevance God, the Bible, church and theology have to meeting the basic needs of our lives. Well, one answer was that our identity is, I am a child of God. We belong to the biggest family in heaven and on earth, the church. The meaning to life is about love, receiving it and giving it. Let's continue with this exploration with Celine Dion singing about the reason, the purpose for life.
I figured it out. I was high and low and everything in between. I was wicked and wild, baby, you know what I mean. Till there was you, yeah, you. Something went wrong. I made a deal with the devil for an empty I owe you. Been to hell and back, but an angel was looking through. It was you, yeah, you. It's all because of you.
Who the you is in that song for Celine Dion, but for me the answer would be my wife Patricia and God. We also need in our lives direction. Here's a challenging song. Do you know where you're going to? Says Diana Ross.
Do you know?
That's one of life's searching questions. And here's another one sung by Albert Bogle. Have you room for love in your life? We all have a basic need for acceptance. And with God, He accepts us as we are, warts and all.
I feel shut in and I feel shut out. Give up. And I can't say now and I won't say then. Lonely. And it's funny how the busiest life can feel so damned empty. I tell you now, this empty soul is aching. But you let your children walk away from your door. For everyone that walks, there's a million more. You talk of your programs, visions and dreams, and I just want to scream. Have you room for love? I want to know now. Have you space for me? Cause I'm not like you, you see. I want to know now. Want no walls around me. Break them down now. Feel kicked out, hurting. And I can't forgive, but will you forgive? Sorry. And it's funny how the busiest life can feel so damned empty. I tell you now, this empty soul is aching. You let your children walk away from your door. For everyone that walks, there's a million more. You talk of your programs, visions and dreams, and I just want to scream. Have you room for love? I want to know now. Have you space for me?
Albert Bogle's looking for love and acceptance. And here's Only Men Allowed expressing our need to be loved. They don't want to be left all by myself.
When I was young, I never needed anyone. And making love was just for fun. Those days are gone. Living alone, I think of all the friends I've known. But when I dial the telephone, nobody's home.
All by myself.
There's two sides to the coin. We need to be loved, but we'd also like the opportunity to love others. Celine Dion here sings about love both ways.
Everywhere I go, all the places that I've been, every smile's a new horizon on a land I've never seen. There are people around the world, different faces, different names, but there's one true emotion that reminds me we're the same. Let's talk about love. From the laughter of a child to the tears of a grown man, there's a thread that runs right through us and helps us understand. As subtle as a breeze that finds a flicker to a flame, from the very first sweet melody to the very last refrain. Let's talk about love. Let's talk about us. Let's talk about
thinking about the relevance of God, the Bible, church and theology with regard to meeting our basic human needs. Another basic human need is to be trusted. God trusts us. He puts us on planet Earth and lets us loose. And in many ways we are trusted. It's amazing. Here's Kenny Rogers celebrating the trust he receives from his wife.
While she lay sleeping, I stay out late at night and play my songs. And sometimes all the nights can be so long. And it's good when I finally make it home all alone. While she lays dreaming, I try to get undressed without the light. Then quietly she says, how was your night? And I come to her and say, it was all right. And I hold her tight. And she believes in me. Someday, if she was my girl, I could change the world with my little songs. I was wrong, but she has faith in me, and so I go on trying faithfully. And who knows, maybe on some special night, if my song is right, I will find a way, find a way.
We all like to be trusted. We also like to be needed. Here's Anne Murray.
I cried a tear, you wiped it dry. I was confused, you cleared my mind. I sold my soul, you bought it back for me and held me up and gave me dignity. Somehow you needed me. You gave me strength to stand alone again, to face the world out on my own again. You put me high upon a pedestal, so high almost see eternity. You needed me. You needed me.
God trusts us and God needs us. He chooses to need us, and it brings out the best in us. And the third one in this line is, we like to be wanted. Well, God says, I do want you. Here's Michael Card.
Don't you know there's a place in the middle of your heart, an empty place that only Christ can fill? And if you bow your knee to Jesus and claim him as your Lord, don't you doubt for a minute that he will. Tugging you from every side, and the pain of growing up is almost more than you can bear, and all you want to do is run and hide. Don't you see that now's the time when you really need him most? He's waiting and he's calling to you still. He only wants to love you and hold you in his arms. And don't you doubt for a minute that he will. Don't you know that he loves you? Don't you know that he cares? Don't you know that he died to save your soul? And don't you doubt for a minute that he will.
So I hope that using some great songs and music, we've made a good case for the relevance of God, the Bible, theology and Christian faith in supplying all these basic human needs. The need for identity, belonging, meaning, purpose, direction, acceptance, the need to be loved and the opportunity to give love, the need to be trusted, needed and wanted. So bye for now, and I leave you with Alvin Slaughter, who sums it all up in this song.
He's all I need. He's all I need. Jesus is all I need. Oh, yes. He satisfies.
Everything I need.
Jesus.